Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
It was bound to happen sooner or later. I've often commented here on the air that just when you think you can satirize the foolishness of American evangelicalism, and it does come down to genuine foolishness, not the kind of foolishness that comes with the gospel, but genuine human foolishness. Just about the time you think you can satirize it, you can't, because there's always some pastor with a bright idea, usually more than one pastor with a bright idea, thinking, I've got it now, I've come up with something that's really going to make an impression, a sermon illustration, a guy rides a motorcycle into church and ends up crashing it into a bunch of people, or he rides the motorcycle off the stage. We've talked about all of these kind of things. They actually happen. You can't make this stuff up. There's a church in Queens, New York. It's called The Winners Church. That's W-I-N-N-E-R-S, The Winners Church. So I guess it's for winners. And they actually have a kissing contest, is written about in the New York Post, and a little bit later we'll let you hear the story. I want your reaction to this, and I'll tell you the basic story in just a minute, but I think it goes into the category of you can't make this stuff up, and when you try to, there's always some pastor out there who's made it up before you and actually tried it. And this church is really remarkable, the ends that we will go to when we kind of, well, not kind of lose our way, but in some cases completely lose our way as Christians on Sunday morning. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. On this Monday afternoon, it's the 21st of November. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be talking about a kissing contest held during Sunday morning worship at a New York City church with you. Open lines, audio open lines for the first half hour or so, a little bit later. If time permits, the Issues Etc. comment line. Then Deaconess Pam Nielsen will join us. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson, the Ten Commandments. How do you pack all of that in and say what needs to be said into one lesson? I don't think you can, but we'll try to at least summarize it. In the second hour of the program, we'll continue our multi-part review of Joel Osteen's latest book, Every Day a Friday. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, pastor of Hope Lutheran Church in Aurora, Colorado, and co-host of a weekly radio program called Table Talk Radio, will be our guest. Our call-in number, and that's important for this first half hour, audio open lines, your chance to react, your comments, your questions about a kissing contest in church in New York. A real life, this isn't just a kissing booth like they have sometimes at, you know, church fairs. They might have a kissing booth in the old days. I don't know. I guess that was a thrill back in the day. But this is a kissing contest. 5 minutes continuous kissing between the couples, judged by the applause of the congregation when they were done, and the winner got $50 for a date night. That's the basic story. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email live right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc. Or visit our Facebook fan page. We've left a place there where you can see the story, read the New York Post story, and comment yourself. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story, then I want your reaction. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943.
This guy's really funny.
That's my goal, is to make her laugh right before we come back on the air. This story's funny,
morning
too.
Morning paper, yes. Yes. New York Post.
This is wild.
And this just creeped me out. So there's a church called the Winner's Church in Queens. It apparently delivers the sexiest Sunday sermon in town. Because in order to keep romance alive, the pastor, Pastor Maurice Johnson, is asking the parishioners to go up to the front with their partners, make out during the service, and the most passionate kisses win $50 for date night.
So this is a make-out contest in the house of the Lord in Queens.
And apparently, while the make-out's going on, R&B tunes are being played, like I Like It by DeBarge, by a keyboardist and a drummer. And then they lock lips and tongues and stuff
on
like
this
that.
Sunday morning, I want you to get your freak on today.
I'm creeped out.
How do you...
I'm not a prude, but I'm freaked out by that.
But the church only has 75 members. So I guess you got to keep it interesting. Good luck at that church. I'm going to go there this Sunday. I'm going to go. I'll see what's going on. Meet a nice, good church girl. All right.
All right. That's the story, short and sweet. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. What do you make of this? Is this a step too far? We've had churches give out Super Bowl tickets, give away cars. We've had pastors drive motorcycles off of the stage, not on purpose, but by mistake, when they were trying to make some kind of sermon illustration. And the silliness and the foolishness abounds, especially on Sunday morning. I guess if you're going there and if the church is there to entertain you, to keep your attention, you do have to top yourself. And if you're going to do a sermon series on, what was this sermon series on? I'm looking at the story from the New York Post. The Power and Pleasure of Romance, that's what his sermon series is on. Then, I don't know, a kissing contest, a five-minute kissing contest among your parishioners, judged by the applause of the audience. Maybe it isn't too far. What do you think? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Let's see, David in Mission Viejo, California says, I guess it would depend on who is judging, yes? Well, I don't know how, I guess the congregation is judging it. They're judging it based upon the passion. The pastor there, whose name is Maurice Johnson, he says, your bedroom and your love life are fires that must be nurtured and fought for. Use the power of touch to ignite the passion in your marriage. He says, you should be visually stimulated by your husband or wife. It is your biblical responsibility to look good for your spouse. Some people like it, he says, the kissing contest. Some people thought it was strange, but they all thought it was very creative. God created a desire for love and romance, says the pastor there at the Winner's Church in Queens, New York. And so he's having a kissing contest. Constance says via Twitter, I think that behavior belongs in privacy, not the sanctuary. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We'll look at the big church down in Dallas. Oh, man, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. Got a big church down in the Dallas area, and he is famous for doing a yearly sermon series on sex. They bring a big four-poster bed up onto the stage, and he and his wife sit on the bed and talk sex for an hour. Ed Young Jr. And he's there to talk about a sex life. Haven't they done 40 days of sex there at Ed Young Jr.'s church? It was 10 days of better sex, where the families of the congregation, the married couples of the congregation, were supposed to have sex with each other every day, at least once a day, for a certain specified number of days. And this was supposed to be a relationship building thing. And he did it as part of a sex series. So actually, by comparison, really, the kissing contest up there in this New York church seems pretty tame. I mean, that's junior high stuff, isn't it? The New York Post, when they covered the story, called the church Our Lady of Spin the Bottle. What possible purpose could something like this serve in a Christian congregation on Sunday morning except to be sensational? Now, he's talking about intimacy and appreciating your spouse sexually. Are those are those things that need to be demonstrated, that need to be up for a contest in church on Sunday morning? I mean, I think Constance, as I say, smartest listeners in radio, Constance seems to be on the right track here. Isn't this something for the bedroom rather than the church sanctuary? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or leave your comments, your questions at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Someone might say, wasn't there a custom in the early church, even in the apostolic church, to greet one another with a holy kiss? A kiss was a different thing in first century Palestine. Remember, Jesus is betrayed with a kiss? Now, I don't think that the Apostle Paul was talking about a makeout contest on Sunday morning. I don't think he was talking about the intimacy between husbands and wives. Not that those things aren't holy. They certainly are holy. He talks about the marriage bed being undefiled, but it's the marriage bed, not the makeout session on Sunday morning. And to put it up for a contest, who does this best? Who has the most passionate makeout session? 5 minutes, by the way. 5 minutes they went on with this. Seems to me to kind of lose the point, even if all you're doing is talking about the intimacy between husband and wife. It seems to lose the point of what the church has to say, the unique thing that the church has to say to husbands and wives. Because if all you want to do is talk about passion, intimacy, using touch to grow your intimacy in your marriage, visually stimulating your spouse, you can get that anyplace. The church has something more, something better to say. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 21st of November. I want your thoughts. 1-877-623-MYIE.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues Etc. To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.
Y'all been hearing about Country Bob's all-purpose sauce and how it tastes great on any and everything you may be cooking and serving at your family dinner table. Well, over the years, I've discovered that Country Bob's is much more than that. You see, Country Bob's is that secret ingredient in many of my recipes, whether it be for chili soups or stews or that favorite marinade for the select meat of the day we're grilling. If you're interested in discovering the secret, log on to countrybobs.com and check out their blog, exchange recipes, or buy yourself a Country Bob's cookbook and become part of the Country Bob's family. And remember, it all comes down to the sauce.
According to the New York Post, Pastor Maurice Johnson told the paper he chose to deliver a series of sermons titled The Power and Pleasure of Romance to underscore the importance of marriage in the African-American community. Now, I think that's a good thing to encourage, the importance of marriage, lifelong marriage, in every community. In order to do this, he decided to have a kissing contest, really a kind of a makeout contest among his parishioners. Husbands and wives came up and kissed for 5 minutes straight, and then when it was all over with, they were gauged by the applausometer who would win $50 for date night. And he says it's all about strengthening your marriage. It's all about helping husbands and wives continue to grow in their intimacy together. What do you think about this? Is this just too much for a church? Is this one of those sermon illustrations that just takes off and takes a life of its own and leaves the sermon far behind? No matter what he said in the sermon, all that people are going to remember is what? The kissing contest. In fact, they may remember only that and nothing of any value that may have been said during his sermon. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. live this Monday afternoon, November the 21st. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. We've also left space for you to leave your comments on this story. And you can listen to a little news blurb about it there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Just drove in this morning from Naperville, Illinois, up near Chicago, where I was visiting with the congregation of Bethany Lutheran Church in Naperville. They just added their third pastor, Jonathan Fisk, a regular guest here on the program. Had the pleasure of and the honor of being able to preach his installation sermon last night there. Naperville congregation there, Bethany, is part of the Issues Etc. 300. Among all the things that they do and they support, as many congregations do, they also support Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more. That makes them part of the Issues Etc. 300. Your congregation does the same. It makes them part of the Issues Etc. 300 too. Now, you can find out all about the Issues Etc. 300, our congregational sponsorship program, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find a one-page flyer that not only will tell you what you need to know about the Issues Etc. 300, you can take it to your congregation, to your church council, to the elders, whoever is in charge, and ask them to join the Issues Etc. 300. Thank you in advance for doing that. Laura in Tacoma, Washington says, "What planet does this pastor live on? No one needs to be encouraged to be more sexual. It's part of our sinful nature." Laura, thanks for listening in Washington. Now, see, that's what I'm concerned. I'm concerned about two things. If you were in a restaurant and someone at the table next to you, a couple, were making out for 5 minutes straight, wouldn't you feel a little uncomfortable? Wouldn't you think that was inappropriate behavior? You might shout out something like, "Get a room," or "Go home," or whatever. You're walking down the street. You're walking through the park, and there's a couple making out. Is that behavior that is appropriate in public, period, much less in church on Sunday morning, with the congregation applauding along and the bass and the keyboardist and the drum playing R&B music, which is actually what happened in this Queen's church? Andrew in Franklin, Tennessee says, "We drove 500 miles to participate in a true worship yesterday at Bethany, Illinois." Yes, I saw you there. "No gimmicks, just beautiful music, proclamation of law and gospel and the sacrament. Children are not dismissed from the service as they would have been in the New York service." I mean, can you keep the kids around if you're having an adult kissing contest for 5 minutes? Can you keep them around? "The only purpose," says Andrew in Franklin, Tennessee, "it serves is to appeal to those who would not otherwise go to church. Nice thought, but misguided at best. Where is Christ?" That's a great question, Andrew. Where is Christ in all of this? Marriage, wives, husbands, intimacy, making out. Where's Christ? And he continues, "The service is not about the parishioner. This service is about the parishioner, not the Christ. Preach Christ to sinners, man." I think that I heard that phrase in a wise exhortation to a pastor being installed to his congregation here recently. Andrew, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Tennessee. Paul in High Ridge, Missouri says, "It is frustrating to see an ongoing confusion between what Christian worship is, Gottesdienst, that is, what God, the Trinity, has done and is doing for us, and a secular pull it out of the hat to see what we're going to talk about today, make us feel good in the absence of confession and absolution, and call it worship. Okay, maybe it is worship, the god of narcissism and how good I am. Paul, thanks for listening in Missouri. Carrie listens in Minnesota. She says, sounds like it's heading back toward temple prostitution, like they had at pagan temples in biblical times. Now, I'm sure that the pastor there in Queens would not advocate for any kind of prostitution. But what's going on when he brings what should be behind closed doors, as the old country song used to say? Things that people used to keep behind closed doors, not because they were wrong between husband and wife, but because they belonged there behind closed doors. As I said, if someone was doing this in a restaurant or out in the park, you'd feel a little uneasy, wouldn't you? And now it's in church. Joe in West Bend, Wisconsin says, Charlie Sheen thought he was a winner too. Sorry these losers have forgotten the clear word of God, Matthew 5:28. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. This may have led to some lust over someone else's spouse, thus leading the weaker brother or sister to sin. Another millstone award, says Joe in West Bend, Wisconsin. You know, that's another element here. It's not just is this appropriate, but what does this lead to among the other people? And you wonder, what are they clapping for? Because the whole thing was judged by the applause of the congregation at the end. How are you going to make this judgment here? The pastor says the most passionate kissing gets the $50 date night award. Albert in California says, there is a fundamental ignorance in American evangelicalism of what Sunday morning is all about. This kissing contest is only a natural progression of the evangelical departure from sacramental theology and the message of Scripture, Christ crucified for us. If it's all about my life and my self-improvement, then Christ is only a tool to get me into the club so that I can start to improve myself, including my kissing. Very insightful. Thanks for listening in California, Albert. Joe in St. Louis says, just turned on the show. Isn't this the exchange of the sign of peace? I'm confused. Well, no, I mean, this isn't simply, as they would have in the first century church, greeted one another with the sign of peace. That would have been a kiss on the cheek, by the way, maybe on the mouth among those who were. Remember, this is a society of great modesty. It wasn't like pastor was walking up to the organist, kissing her on the mouth. But these were husbands and wives, so at least the pastor kept it straight there, but they're engaged in 5-minute kissing, a makeout session in front of the congregation, and it was judged by the entire congregation by their applause, and then the couple that won got $50 to go on date night, and it's part of his sermon series on the power and pleasure of romance. Eric says, just the latest proof that many in the church are unwilling to trust the simple word and sacraments of her Lord. They will forever be an offense to many because the cross they bring, even many in church. Now, couple good things raised by our listeners. First of all, the question of, is this appropriate any place for husbands and wives? This is essentially what ought to be private behavior between husbands and wives. It's private not because it's wrong, not because it's shameful. It's private because precisely because it is intimate between the two, right? That's one of them. The other one is, what does this say to the congregation? What is this trying to stimulate in the congregation, in those who are participating in the contest? There's nothing wrong with feeling a passion for your husband or for your wife, but what if some guy sitting in the congregation is watching you make out with your wife and he's starting to think about, well, do the math, he's starting to think about your wife? Not really the kind of thing you want to be stimulated during your Sunday morning service. You know, I think what it says to me is that for all the blabber that we have in the church nowadays about sexuality, the church seems to be just tripping over itself to send the message to the culture, we're not prudes. For all the blabber, for all the time wasted on sermon sex series and pastors sitting on beds and makeout sessions in church, for all that, we still really haven't got right what marriage is all about. St. Paul tells us that marriage is not about husband and wife, ultimately. It is about Christ and church. We say, well, we're sexual beings. We just had a conversation recently about that. A very dangerous idea that somehow we can be reduced to our desires. Even holy desires of husband for wife and wife for husband is a very pale picture of what marriage is and ought to be. To reduce it to the mechanics of sex or to the mechanics of even making out in front of the congregation is to say that that's what it's really all about. You know, if that were really all it was about, then marriage is really nothing more. It has no more value than the passion that you can bring to it, right? But the value of marriage is in the picture of Christ and the church, his sacrificial love for us that it paints. That's the ultimate value of marriage. We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Fresno, California. Trinity Lutheran, Casper, Wyoming. Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas. Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming. Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California. St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa. Redeemer Lutheran, Caucabeca Falls, Ontario, Canada. St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin. And St. John's Lutheran, North Prairie, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
The cross is always relevant. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Planned Parenthood abortion mills have been caught in another scandal, this time for denying services to pregnant women who choose to give life to their babies. Staff at a pro-life women help center next door to one of these mills has reported multiple women coming to them for services denied them by Planned Parenthood. In one case, they refused to do an ultrasound because the woman indicated she wouldn't have an abortion. Other women have reported being denied pregnancy tests because they, too, said they wouldn't abort. This is why we call it an abortion industry. Planned Parenthood claims to be pro-choice, but denies services to women who choose life, even though it gets hundreds of millions of our tax dollars every year. It's yet another reason to defund Planned Parenthood.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.